I was born at 375 Carlton Street, just a little west of Sumac. The house isn't there anymore because they tore it down when they built a new school in the 70s. My first job in my early 20s was with the Toronto Star, where I worked as a reporter. Also working there at the time were Morley Callahan and a writer from America who later became quite famous, Ernest Hemingway. Anyway, after 5 years or so covering stories in Toronto, they sent me around the world to write stories from strange and exotic places that readers back home would be interested in. These columns were so popular that after I got back home, they sent me out again. That was okay with me because it was a really interesting assignment and I got to see most of the world. Then came World War II, and I became a radio reporter as well, which took me to where the action was happening. It was exciting work and dangerous. I liked working in radio, and after the war started a daily radio program called Let's Be Personal. I guess I'm most proud of the broadcast on June 5th, 1973, when I did a piece I called The Americans. American popularity was at an all-time low in many parts of the world at that time, and I felt that was wrong and not deserved by such a great and generous nation.